Hello, this is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Judges chapter 2 gives us the context for the book and introduces us to the pattern that occurs throughout its pages. In verses 18 and 19 we read, "And when the Lord raised judges up for them, then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord took pity because of their groanings before their oppressors and their crushers. And it happened when the judge was dead, they returned and made themselves more rotten than their fathers, in following other gods to serve them and to bow down to them. They did not cease from their own doings nor from their stubborn way." That is, when the people strayed from the Lord's commands, they were oppressed by their enemies. They would eventually cry out to God, and in His mercy, He would raise up a leader to bring about deliverance and spiritual restoration. However, when the judge was gone, they slipped back into their evil ways, only further down the slope than they had been before. I fear that too often our own walk with the Lord resembles a similar roller coaster ride. Discouraged and weary from the consequences of spiritual lethargy, we gather up our wits and get serious about pursuing holiness. Then, when the urgency of our spiritual need fades, we get careless and lethargic, and into another period of tiring, self-inflicted trials. I confess that when it comes to home improvement, or even life improvement, that I usually prefer sweeping renovation to the relatively imperceptible changes of daily maintenance. A relationship with Christ isn't an event and cannot be sustained as such. Neither should we make our spiritual growth an objective, but fix our eyes and affections upon Christ, which will result in the spiritual growth that we need. The Bible admonishes us in 1 Peter 5 to be sensible and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking someone he may devour. All relationships require efforts to maintain, and carelessness in our relationship with the Lord will leave us vulnerable to attacks from the adversary of our souls. The writer of Hebrews counsels us to consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. He has established a relationship with us at great cost. Could we give just a bit more? Now, go honor your king.